Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back, as we do every Thursday, Tony Penti. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Things are probably pretty good with the Oriole chat today, huh?
Well, Manzolino, for those who can pronounce his name correctly, you got to get rid of him and need Earl Weaver back. You know, that'd be an interesting turn of events if they could bring number four from the grave. And they should have yanked Rodgers, in my opinion, but, you know, before he even got out of control. But you watched it last time before we go down on the farm, Tony, and you figured it was a win, much-needed win, because at the very least, it guarantees a split of a four-game set against one of the hottest teams in baseball. Instead, it turns into the crushing loss of the season, at least for now. Hopefully, there aren't any more worse than that until they get to the postseason, which we'll take in a heartbeat. But as you watch things unfold to you, is there one thing you can point your finger at, or was it just a bunch of circumstances that put a foot up Baltimore's rear end in the end?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it was a bunch of things. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, the Orioles had a 96% chance of winning that game after they went up 8-0. To lose a game like that and then to not even get another hit, that to me says a lot. Yes, the relief pitching was terrible. Rodgers wasn't very good once he got the lead. He seems to be a guy that needs that adrenaline. He pitched very well in that first inning, back in the big leads. Gets that big lead and comes out and then starts nibbling, walks the 8-9 hitter. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, let's hammer the zone a little bit, trust your stuff, and see where it goes. He clearly didn't do it. The bullpen was obviously awful yesterday. So yeah, it was a lot of things, but I'll tell you the one thing that really stood out to me is this team has done this in the past, right? We're not this kind of losing, but they do this. They hit a whole bunch. Everybody seems to hit it once. They have these big innings. And then they just go quiet. And the fact that they didn't even get another hit or walk the rest of the game off of various relievers, I think it says, you know, I don't know what it really says, but I think it definitely, there's got to be a little bit more want to there from some of these hitters to get up there and have some good at bats and get back into it. It's almost like they kind of just turned it in.
So it's everybody's fault, rightfully so. All right, Tony, let's go down on the farm. And Hester Kerstedt was up, had ample opportunity, in my opinion, when Kowser gets hurt first series. O'Neill's been on the IL more than he's been on the field. So he's got his share of at-bats, didn't work out. They look pretty, overmatched defensively, if anything else. Went back down. So as he tries to work on things, and Manzolino said to us at the media last week at Camden Yards, hey, look, if we're developing DHs, we're not doing our jobs. I mean, this guy's supposed to be a position player, but where is he right now? Headspace-wise, put on the leather couch. And performance-wise, is Hester Kerstedt a guy that we should still view 5 years after he's picked number two overall that is going to be an asset to this team moving forward in one capacity or another?
Yeah, I think there's some concern for sure here. He just doesn't look like the same player since he had the concussion. If you look at the numbers, I don't know whether he wasn't able to work out this off season, but he just didn't look like he had any power in this game. He kept trying to flick everything to left field and just wasn't picking up spin, wasn't picking off speed. And defensively he got much worse. I mean, he's never been a great defensive outfielder, but last year I thought he was starting to make a little bit of strides defensively. He looked okay out in left field a few times last year before the incident. And everything looked bad. I mean, this guy really took a step back. And when you're not hitting for power, you're not hitting for average, you're striking out a lot, you're not a good defensive player, that's not a good start, that's not a good set of skills. So, you know, if you're not going to be a good defensive player, you have to hit a ton. And he's not doing that. So I definitely think there's something to be worried there. He doesn't look like a number two overall pick right now. I think he's been passed up probably by Dillon Beavers as the guy that you would think would be the next guy up if they really wanted to bring somebody up that needed to play every day. You know, right now, you know, they're playing Laureano, Carlson a little bit much, and then, of course, O'Neill should be up here not too long. So I don't think they're going to have a need right now anyway, but I think Hurst has definitely taken some step backwards.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, Eddie and Haney. All right, outside of Samuel Bisaccia, who's the most toolsy prospect offensively in the system right now as we're less than a month away from the draft?
Yeah, I mean, you probably have to go. I mean, if you just come up your pure tools, you want to go to Vance Honeycutt just because of the pure tools. But he has not hit as a pro. He's not hitting for power. He's striking out way too much. So, again, having pure tools doesn't necessarily mean that you are the next best hitting prospect. I think the guy that's been very exciting this year, besides Beavers that we just talked about, Beavers is definitely a guy who's taken a step up this year. It appears that they've stopped trying to make him into a power hitter and that they've told him, you know, hey, we're going to put you at the top of the lineup. We want you to get on base. The guy's been an on-base machine. He's hitting all fields. He's doing what he needs to do. So he's becoming that guy. Is he going to be a big power-hitting guy? No, but if you can get a guy that's going to give you a 350-plus on-base percentage and hit for some average, and he's a good defender in the corners. He's not a center fielder. I think he's a guy that's probably your next guy up. We have him as the number two prospect right now in the system. But the other guy that's really exciting is Nate George, the 16th-round pick from last year. He's in Delmarva now, 19-year-old. He's got a great set of tools. The kid's a great defensive outfielder, fastest guy I've seen in the system. I think he's faster than EBJ. He's a guy that's got a long way to go. He's 19 years old. There's some pop in the bat. He's already handling Delmarva pitching down there. So I think he's the guy that's probably got the best upside. We need to see him get a little bit more higher in the system to really get that read. But yeah, he's an exciting guy to watch.
Hey, Tona, are you like what you're seeing from Mayo? Is he looking more like he did, you know, in Norfolk and in the minors?
You know, he's had some good at-bats of late, and I think that he's batted a little better than he was earlier. I'll be honest, the thing that concerns me more than anything is just a lack of power. You know, we kind of thought maybe he'll strike out, maybe he'll have a low average. I didn't expect two doubles in his first 90, almost 100 plate appearances now. You know, two or three doubles. I can't remember if he had a third one or not. But the guy, you know, when he's flying out, he's warning track power. You know, where's the juice? Every time he hits the ball hard, it's on a line, it's on the ground. He seems when he's getting under the ball, he's not really driving. It's not getting backspin. And that's kind of what we saw in the minors. He got that backspin. He got that carry on balls. And it's just been surprising to me that we haven't at least seen him get a hold of some pitches and really show the power we saw in the minor leagues. And it's almost shocking the lack of power because he's literally almost had, you know, pitchers. And when the pitchers hit, you know, when you look at his numbers so far over his career, those are pitchers' numbers. Those aren't power-hitting first-base DH numbers. So we're going to need to continue to see improvement. At least it's been a little better of late. Hopefully he can take that next step and we start seeing some power.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tony, unfortunately, we end on a somber note. Luis Guevara was killed a couple of days ago in a jet ski accident down in Sarasota. Oriole prospect, only 19 years old. And let's humanize this kid a little bit. What do you know about him, his family? And, you know, I mean, it's certainly a tragic loss, the family, the organization, and everything that went on. It was just 8 o'clock. I mean, I can't walk straight much anymore, but just an unfortunate and unexpected loss to the Oriole family.
Yeah, definitely a huge tragedy. Anytime a young man like that with his whole life ahead of him, perishes in any way, especially out having some fun and just trying to have fun with probably his fellow teammates. I think we haven't had word on any other teammates that were injured. We heard two or three other people were, but the FCL team has not played a game since. They canceled a couple of games. They were off yesterday. I think they'll play today. It's a shame. He was supposed to be a good kid growing up. He was actually a decent, I wouldn't call him a top of the line prospect, but he was a guy that had some on base percentage skills. They liked him enough to stick him up in Double-A for a week just to kind of hold a space that they needed up there. So, it's a shame from the human side. I mean, anytime a 19-year-old passes, it is certainly a tragedy. And hopefully, my prayers and goes out to his family, his teammates, and everyone in the organization.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Tony, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's Tony Pente. We'll come back, reset the program for you. It's Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.